Turn on the tape recorder, we're learning the Yerushalim, and after Memhei Amid Beis, the Masech the Soita. Okay, so they have in common, they're not allowed to engage in any labor. And if you use the Egla Arufa Malacha, then the Egla Arufa is possible, the Egla is possible to be used for the ceremony of Egla Arufa. Vaita. Ashley Moshe Ba'al, Ve'enam Mom Poisel Ba. However, it's different than the Parah Aduma, in that a paraduma is a blemish, it's not fit, but the egg roof has a blemish, it's A-OK. It's not like a carbon, and if it has a blemish, it does not make a difference. Even if it's not a mubarak, right? Because it's not mamish a carbon. Even a mum kavua, because it's not a carbon, you don't bring it in the mizbeach, you don't bring it in, there's no din of hakavein ol fecho secha. It's a very important kalkatz over here. Anything that has a blemish is the din of hakavein ol fecho secha. When you bring this to your governor, there's no din of hakavein ol fecho secha when it comes to the egla arufa. Well, we know, fine. What is Eson? Eson kimashmoy, which means kosh. It's very hard. The place in the earth and the land is very, very hard. Kosh, let's say it's not Eson, let's say it's soft. Eson is kimashmoy. Kosh, kimashmoy, which is kosh. Let's say it's kosh. Let's say it's not a rock. Eson means it's rock hard. Let's say it's not rock hard, but it's at least kosher. At least it has to have a dag of kosher. What exactly is the difference? I don't know. Kosher, af al pi yishein me'esan, kosher. If you are from Eisa b'koypitz, me'achorecha, you take a hatchet and you chop off its head from the back. Umoikmo, and umikoymo, also me'lezroya, umula'ava, the place where you do this ceremony, it is from there on in. From then on going forward, you're not allowed to go and meet the plant on this location. And will have it. You cut the neck, the back of the neck. The back of the neck, you take a hatchet. You have to sever it? Does it have to be decapitated? No. Doesn't say that. Hello, I can't hear you. You just break the spine, the spinal column in the back. From working there, you are allowed there. Listrek means to soak. You can soak flax in that location. Okay, and you can pierce pearls. You can use that location for things. You can use that land to go do labor, but you're just not allowed to go in and make the earth. The earth is not going to be a place to produce. You can't make the earth where you do it into a makom where. What does it mean? Ulanakir means lisaseis. It means to cut. It means to chisel. To chisel stones, not pearls. To chisel stones. If you want to go use a location, a place where they go, they would cut stones. That you can do. That you are allowed to do. Okay, now, Rashi, means sakin gadol, very good me'achareha. No, go back to the Rashi before. Rashi, v'yavu she'ena esen kasha, d'loik sibe, ikuva v'loi nemar elo l'mitzvah. Okay, if it's not mamish rock hard, esen kimashmoy kasha, period. Afal pi she'ena esen kasha. Okay, I didn't say correctly. Esen means it's very, very hard. Let's say kimashmoy, it's kasha. Let's say it's not kosher, it's soft, it's okay because it's not ma'akev. Okay, weiter in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Zikne oisach ir, roi chatsin, yasidehen b'mayim. The Zikne ir, they wash their hands with water, b'mkoyim ha'arifa, shel ho'egla, the place where they did their arifa. The oimim, and they make the following statement. Yodeinu loy shavchu es adom hazeh. Our hands did not slaughter this blood. We did not see what happened. And the Gemara is going to explain a little bit later what exactly. Is there a hava mina that the Zakenim would kill the person? The Gemara answers that they did not allow this person to be escorted without Levoya. When he left the land, they escorted him. We want to welcome to the Beis Medrash Mr. Ron Goldberg. Mr. Ron Goldberg is eating a Hamantash.
We're celebrating Purim.
Purim. Okay, I'm not a big fan of eating during the shir. You know, I don't like eating during the shir. It disturbs me very much. you could eat, but I'm telling you, it's a very disturbing thing.
I don't like that during the shir.
I remember we gave a shir, and the shir was thoroughly destroyed because they started bringing food to the shir. I would tell them.
That's why you don't make a seum?
23 hours in the day to eat all you want. You want to come eat here, you're in the wrong place. There's no. I gave a shir in davening, so it was a cholent. They served cholent during the shir. So I told the Baal HaBas, if he's serving cholent during the shir, I don't want to give the shir anymore. So, okay, we'll give the cholent before the shir. So what happened? Everyone fell fast asleep during the shir. So then it's okay, no cholent. You know what happened? Next week, no one came. No one came to the shir, and that was the end of the shir. And I was very happy. I'm not interested in giving a shir when everyone sits around and eats during the shir. You want to eat, so go eat. Go eat. Don't come here to the shir and eat in front of my face. And the other one was Mr. Goldstein's not listening. I told him no food here. All right.
What about the morning shir?
I don't want them.
Dresses during the morning shir.
No, they don't. No, they don't. It's very disturbed. People come from outside. They walk in the middle of the shir and they go and they take the cereal and they go and they turn the thing. They make a lot of noise. Tremendous chutzpah. If they were giving a driver's ed class, no one would have the chutzpah to walk in the middle of the shir to go take cereal. If they were giving English second language, no one would have the chutzpah to walk in and take cereal. But because they're giving a shir, you're giving Torah. Torah is for the birds. It's for the birds. So they have the chutzpah to walk in. Because not only because of Torah, it's because of me. They had no respect. You have 23 hours in the day to eat all you want. You cannot sit at a shir and eat during the shir. This is
can
awesome.
Can you drink tea and coffee?
Yes, only without sugar. Because then it's a drug. It's not a food.
I don't have any sugar here.
I really think that the black coffee, who says you should make a bracha on black coffee? Shahagel. You're not drinking it because of mayim, you're drinking it because it's a drug.
Okay.
Water, you don't make a bracha on water. If you only drink, you have to drink water for thirst. See this black coffee, you see what's inside over here? It's black.
Like
Schwarz. Like the Schwarz is in the gas.
This morning I was davening chakras, and there was a cushy sitting right next to me. A ger.
Yeah. I have to mess a ger. The only way you can like a black person is if he's a ger. Otherwise, this nachalte my son lebnechem acharechem loresh achuza is a slave. If he's a ger, they have to mess a ger. Otherwise, you have to discriminate against him. You have to white supremacy. That's how it is.
You're discriminating against Hamadashin.
I'm not against Hamadashin. I find that when people eat during the shir, it's very disturbing. It's very disturbing. We have 23 hours in the day. We can eat. We can gain weight, cholesterol, high blood pressure, and we can everything. Allah good is that. But during the shir, put you to sleep. I could put you to sleep without the food.
Where is the chosid?
The chosid? Chreisnisht. Fabreng.
Okay, let's...
Weiter.
Want to okay. Learn some
Torah? Avada. Okay, so we're middle of the very round page. Daf mem hey amid beis mo Hashem elokecha sholmei makim liyir oisai. Mem hey amid beis was round of the page. Very very bad. Zikne oisoiir rechatsim is demand. They go and they wash their hands with water b'makim harif in the place. That's like a little place where they go and they chop the head off. Rabbi Shaul even explained they didn't cut the head off. They just punctured its spinal column, and the creature is no longer alive. The oimen, they say the following pasuk: Yodeinu, our hands, leshafchu es hadam hazeh. They wash their hands as if to say, we are not responsible for the death of this person. Ve'einenu loy ra'u, we did not see. The Gemara will explain this means that they did not, they themselves did not escort this person. They did not allow him to leave without being escorted. Because that's the chay. They should have given him the self-confidence. The different perushim as to what is the mile of escorting a person. But they state that they were not the ones who allowed him to leave the city alone. Vaita. also shezigne based in shevchei damheim shloi ba al yodenu ufitarnuhu. It did not happen. It came to us, and we sent him away alone. Over here in the parentheses, it says, this, by the way, is the Bukhar. That's why it's a nice thing to go to a funeral. Because when the person goes to a person to a funeral, the person is leaving the world. And the same way that in the Olam Anigle, it's not nice to let a person leave your home alone. Likewise, when the Neshama leaves this Welt and it goes to Yenevelt, when it goes to Olam Emes, he should be escorted. The Neshama, people should escort the Neshama to the next world. Next, we did not see him, we did not see him, and we did not leave him alone without accompaniment. Now, next, and now the Kohanim state, HaKohanim Oim say Kapel Dam Chol Yisrael Sheh Padis Hashem V'al Titein Dam Nakib Kevay Shodan HaKohanim say Hashem atone for the sins of Jewish people. V'lo hayu shichem lema v'nikaper lohem hadam. Ela, now the last words of the pasuk are, the blood will be an atonement. The blood of what? The blood of the egla rufa. Those words were not said by the Kohanim, even though they are the last words of the pasuk. It was a baskal that descended from Shemayim. V'nikaper lohem hadam. Ela ruach hakodesh mivasarton. The Ruach HaKodesh made an announcement in Mosai Shetasu Kocha that when you do this procedure, then Hadom Miskaper Lohem, then they will be atonement. So we take the Mishnah Sachakol. What is the bottom line of the whole thing? The whole Mishnah in its entirety. The Mishnah is telling us how many different categories of people are there. There are the Zikne Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin, the Melech, and the Kohen Gadol. They all come to do one thing only, to measure. They do the measurement. After they determine which is the closest city, then the Kohen Gadol, the Melech, and the Sanhedrin go home. And then the ceremony is taken over by the Bezdin of that particular city, which the dead person came from. Okay, so we find the dead man in between two cities. There are going to be three groups of people that are going to participate in this ceremony. Number one is going to be what's called the Medida. We're going to make a determination which is the closest city to this location. Then there is going to be the Arifas Ho'egla. They're going to take a hatchet and they're gonna slice, or they're gonna injure, they're gonna kill, they're gonna take the life of this calf, this little creature, and it's gonna die, and its blood's gonna spill on this particular piece of land. That is done by, that's a second group. And then the Kohanim, they recite the pasuk v'nichaper lohem, they recite lo yodenu lo shaftu. The Zakenim say lo yodenu lo shaftu. And the Kohanim say, "V'nikaper kaper amucho Yisrael asher b'dis b'dis Hashem v'altiti d'mlaki b'kev amucho Yisrael." So let's review it one more time. There are three parts to this process, and each part is assigned to a different group. The part of the process of the medida is assigned to the Sanhedrin Hagadol and the Lishkas Hagozes. And according to one opinion, the Kohen Gadol and the Melech. Part two is when the calf is executed. That is done by the members of the city to which the dead body is closest to. And they say, Yodeinu lo yishavchu es adam hazeh. And part three is done by the Kohanim. And they say, Kaper liyamcha Yisrael. Asher podisa miyeretz Mishraim. And then we should really say part four is done min hashamayim. There is a baskoil that is yotze min hashamayim that says v'nikaper lohem adam. So we only learn one thing today. It's kedai to wake up today to gain this appreciation that there are four parts to the process of egla arufa, And each one of the four parts is assigned to a different segment of society. There is the Sanhedrin HaGadol, including the Melech and the Kohen Gadol, and they do the Medida, the measuring, to determine the closest city. Then there are the Bezdin of that particular city, they take over, and they take the life of the calf through this thing called the Arif Asra Egla, and they wash their hands, and they recite the Yodin Lo Yishav Kres Adam Azeh. And then there is the Kohanim, who recite the Pasuk Kaper Liamcho Yisrael, and then Shomayim, a Baskol, descends and says, Vini Kaper Lohem Hadam. Four parts. Mr. Goldberg, if you're ever on Jeopardy, and they ask you the question, how many parts did it take Larufa? You heard it here. Spink. In Spink-based Medrash, with the Rashi of Shalim Shli, the Rashi of Spink Tafiomi, four parts to Egla Rufa, four different groups of people are assigned to participate in this process. I once went to a Levayis, true story. It's a very, very tragic story. A person died very young. And the rabbi there said that the reason why the person died was because of our sins. Who here can go get up now after you finish? Normally when you finish the levaya, you go outside, you wash your hands. Why do you wash your hands? Because tumas ames, right? Even though what difference does it make? Outside, you go outside, everyone's lining up to wash your hands before you go home. So the rabbi says, it's a true story. You're gonna go and wash your hands outside. You know why you wash your hands? Besides the tumah, it's like egla rufa. Yodeinu lo shafchu es hadam hazeh. A person died. But not my fault. It's not my fault the person died. He died because he was 90 years old. It yoshul nachash. Everyone has to die. He died. If he died early, it's on Averis. Who knows what he did? Who knows? It's not my fault that the guy died. In this story, in this levaya we are today, no. Not shaykh. He wasn't 90 years old. What? And he said, you can go say, who can say here today, Yodeinu lo shafchu es hadam hazeh? You have to be mishtateif and take achrayis for what has happened and do teshuva. Take your smartphone and throw in the garbage and be yor shemayim and don't do averis. That's what he said. I didn't say this. I wouldn't say such a thing. But that's what he said. It was very striking what he said. Okay, he was trying to make a point. A toast, in honor of Mr. Goldberg.
L'chaim.
L'chaim Tov Shalom. Now we go to the Gemara. We now go to the Talmud Bavli. V'hei mum poysel. Now we're literally in the Mishnah of Mordi Gazach. The Mishnah here was Megalatos of Soit. Not everyone knows the Soit. Is that there's the connection between the Egla Arufa and Paradum. Paraduma is Metaher the Mason. Eglaruf is Metaher the death. Isn't it interesting? Zach? Is Metaher the Tumah, the consequence of death. After death, death leaves in its wake ritual contamination. Paraduma is Metaher the wake, what comes in the wake of death. Egla Arufa is Metaher the act of death. That's Seidinim. There's the Maisa Misa, and there is what comes after Misa. After the person is dead, then comes Tuma. So there's a similarity. What's the similarity? Both of them we use to commemorate what has happened. We use the same animal. We use a shor. A shor has an egla. When a baby shor, a shor is a catch-all phrase. It includes this creature, the ox, from its childhood until it's adulthood. When it's an adult, it's called a par or a female para. When it's a baby, it's called an egla or an egel. So they're both females. You have to have an egla arufa, a female baby. And when the female egla gets big, it becomes a para. So death, the after effects of death, we use the adult, the para. When it's a baby, the act of Misa, a person dies, is murdered, then we use the Ega. So they're both dealing with the same thing. So therefore, and indeed there is one halacha which really captured, that which they share in common, that if you did labor with this creature, then it's not fit for the service. If a Parah Aduma ever worked one day in its life, okay, some people never worked one day in their life, and never worked one day in its life, the Parah is unfit for its use. Why?
I have a Shvat's attendant that never worked one day in his life.
Although maybe he's good to be the Parah Aduma. He's a Parah, he's a big, gross person. A Parah? Mm-hmm. You know, you're a racist. You're ready to join the club. Listen. Remember, white supremacy. Mm-hmm. White supremacy. Mm-hmm. So, a Parah Aduma, if you did Malacha with the Parah Aduma, possible. An Egla, if you did Malacha with the Egla, Oichit possible. You know that? I don't know that. I don't remember that. I learned this once upon a time in my life, but I don't remember that Halacha. The Parah Aduma and Egla, both of them share in common, if you did Malacha with them once in its life, it is disqualified to be used for the service. Now, how do you know that? But what else do we learn? What is the difference? The difference when it comes to a Parah Aduma, if it has a blemish, it's disqualified. An Egla, if it has a blemish, it's A-OK. So, frankly, more than more is Kasha. I'm getting tired holding this. For everyone, where is Kasha? The worst question over here is, Vihei mum poisel be'egla b'kal v'cham. Let it be that a mum, let it be that if there's a blemish in the egla, it should be possible b'din kal v'chomer. A kal v'chomer from para, ma doch para, u'ma para shein hashonim poisel espod. And there's another halacha, and that is age. Age. A para is old. It's third year. So there's no disqualification of age. There is no age discrimination against the parah. So madach parah is kal. Once it gets old, it's okay. Adarabba, you want it to be old. And yet, there is a chumrah. And the chumrah is that if it has a blemish, it's disqualified. An egel, which is more chamor, because there's a limitation in age, how much more so should we give it the other restriction that a blemish should disqualify? Now again, the kal v'chomer doesn't have to make sense. It's a building block. We always say this all from the Meir, from Simcha B'Devintz, the Or Sameach, Meshech Chochma. The kal v'chomer is one of the Yud Gimel Midos She'ator Nedreshes. It's not necessarily logical. It's a building block. It's a building block procedure. You have a Mesorah. The more it seems that there's a Mesorah. If you have a concept called Parah Aduma, where in this concept there is a leniency, that being age is not a issue, yet it has a stringency of blemish, so an egla, which is even more chamor, because it has a limitation of age, how much more so should certainly get the limitation of a blemish. So the Gemara was making a suggestion based upon a building block of a kal v'chomer, which doesn't have to make sense logically, but you have to just have the pieces of the building block in place. We can make a structure, a Talmudic principle, to suggest that an egla arufa that has a blemish should be disqualified for the service, because we make a kal v'chomer from Parah Aduma. That is the Gemara's question. The years not disqualify. Mum poisel ba egla sheshanim poisel ba ain adin shei mum poisel ba. So why don't we say this? The Gemara says no shani hasam yelakra asher ain ba mum poisel the ain mum poisel the egla. The answer is ba. There's a niyot. What is the niyot? It says the word ba by Parah Aduma. It says the word ba by Parah Aduma. Only when it comes to Parah Aduma do we have a halacha that a mum is going to blemish. Ba! It! To exclude anything else. Good, that's the Gemara's answer. Frag the Gemara, lo yihe yishar avoides poisle ba. If that's the case, then now here comes a new yisoy, a naya yisoy, and a little Parah Aduma, which is not so obvious. There are two different types of malacha. We fail to appreciate this. It says by Parah Aduma, Ashalei Ovad Bo Oil. Okay, by Parah Aduma, we think it's all the same. We think that it says in the past that you're not going to put a yoke a yoke upon the para. Now, what does it mean, a yoke? Okay, it's a whole contraption. In Masechta Kelim, there's a very beautiful pictures of the yoke. It has like many parts.
The yellow part of the egg.
What?
The yellow part of the egg is called the yolk.
The yellow part of the egg is called the yolk. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good. Very interesting. You know, it's like they were learning Masechta Yevamos. And they asked the rabbi, and when they came to the end of the Masechta, "Rabbi, we love your shir. We have just one question. This woman that's a Shomeres Yavam, is she a Shomer Chinam or a Shomer Socha?" So it's taka true. Animal has a yoke. Where is what is the fancy word for the white of the yoke? There's an article word for the white. There's the chelboin and the chelmoin. What's the, what you know? Those are good vocabulary. I was showing them. Those are very good vocabulary. His wife is a writer. If you just were to read all of his wife's articles every week, you would get 800 on the SATs. Just read, religiously read her articles. They're extremely well written. Extremely well written. Just read the articles every week. You'll get 800 in the SATs. We can both go to
the...
Does she
write for the New York Times?
She writes now for Hamodia. She used to write for the Jewish press. But they don't deserve her. The Jewish press doesn't deserve her. They don't deserve her. So the Hamodia, they deserve her.
That's so better now, than the Jewish press.
Okay. So we have here the word the chelboin and the chelmon, but that's not our topic. It's the yoke of the animal. The animal has a yoke. So we associate the yoke with labor. Labor intensive. So what about if the animal doesn't have a yoke? The animal instead has a computer program, or the animal threshes. The ox, they put it into a location and it just walks around and steps on grain in order to separate the kernel from the chaff.
Steps on the grapes to make wine.
It steps on the grapes to make wine. For anything you want. What is the halacha? Is the para, is this para aduma disqualified to be used?
Trey puzzle.
Why? The Torah only says Asher lo ubad ba. Asher lo ubad ba. It says about by the paraduma. It only says Asher lo olo olecha oil. A yoke did not come upon it. A yoke is a contraption you put around the neck of the animal to pull some type of object behind, usually a machareshah, a plow. So let's say the animal never had a yoke on its neck, but the animal made a good living. It did other things it did. It played the piano. Okay, it stepped on the ground. It did things, other type of activities. So what would you say, Mr. Goldberg? What would you say? Would you say that this para is disqualified for usage in the paraduma? So the Gemara right now is having to the halach is shin rama. It's taka no good. It's taka no good. If the para, even lav dafka, does the para need to go pull a macharei, show the yoke? Even if the para doesn't pull a macharei, so the para has other labor, it's also disqualified. How do you know that? So the Gemara is going to make a drush. Before we make the drush, the Gemara is coming to suggest, let it be that, here's the Gemara's kasha, the Gemara's kasha over here is, back to the Gemara, elamiyato, lo yihei shor avoides, psulo ispo. If that's the case, once we're making a kal v'chomer, let us say that the word ba, it's a miut. So let's now lo yehusha voidois poislo spa, because by the paraduma it says the only thing that it says in the pasuk is the word ba. How do we taka know that by the paraduma, if it does other malacha, it's disqualified? You're not going to believe us. I never knew this. We learned the para aduma from the egla aruf. We mamish learn. that just like by the egel if it says Napaska Shelo Ubad Ba. So we learn that just like by the egla rufa, it means you didn't do malacha. So too, we say misvara. It's not even a kal v'chomer. It's not a kal v'chomer. It's not a kal v'chomer. It's a svara. I don't know what with the makar, but we basically we learn out. Let's see. We look at the Rashi. Rashi says lo yehi shalav this pesulah shabepet b'parah to all the varksiv ve ela the gamal of a kal v'chomer. It's kal v'chomer. I guess it's a kal v'chomer. Mad when it comes to the egel aruf, it's kal. Why is it kal? Because the mum does not disqualify yet. A mum does not disqualify, but if it did any malach, it's disqualified. So when it comes to paradum, where a mum disqualifies, certainly any malach is going to disqualify. By para adum, it only talks about a yoke. And the only way we know that a para adum is disqualified if it does any malach is from a kal v'chomer from egla rufa. But now that you've taught us that it says the word ba, and ba is a niyot, ba prevents us from making a kal v'chomer. It says the word ba by egla rufa to prevent us from applying the halacha of any malacha to para adum. You might want to use the svar the same way around. Lo yuhush al sharva, this postless ba. Alama Omar of Yehuda Omar Rav Hanicha Lecha Uda. Uda means a bundle. Anything shall sakin of a sack. Sula uve egla. Now, by an egla roof, it's not going to become possible by doing that. Acha timshach until it drags. Why? I guess it's not the derech. Rashi over here says, why? Because by an egla, you have to do kiderech. An egla, what it can do, it can drag, but you can't go put on its back. You can't look at Rashi over here. Says uve egla acha timoshech she tiltel hamasa ma'at the beegla k'siv asher loy moshcha asher loy moshcha uvan parach kevin the shor avod this mepara loy k'sive umi egla yalfina na mai mifsal be aliyah luchudei the shor masoy she'ina ol mamish because makom shamino the gemar mepara me egla bekal v'chaymer. Okay, so there was over here. There's over here two say dinim. It says asher loy moshcha. We see over here that we do learn out kal v'chomer from para from egla rufa. Let's go back over here. Alam Rabbi Yehuda, my rabbi, yinich alechem uda shol sakim psula uve egla inim psula ad shetim sheich. So the Gemara says, no, why don't we go say? Oh, but it says in the pasuk ba, and the word ba shukam tibim mayit. It must, the word ba is not a niyot. Okay, we should say the word ba. Let's see the Rashi, Clark, Rashi. Rashi says, you notice in this Gemara that Rashi appears on both sides. Mr. Goldberg, how many times have you learned Shas already? 13?
I don't remember.
How many davim in the whole Shas have Rashi on both sides of the page? Can you tell me now, name the davim in Shas? There are only 2,711 davim. If you learn Shas already 13 times, you should know right off the bat exactly where, when, how in Shas you have Rashi on both sides of the page. No?
I don't remember.
Don't remember? Either do I. Allah, look at the Rashi. Rashi over here says, over here, Rashi over here, Allah, Amar Bihuda, Hinech, Al Para, Uda, Shal Sakin, Aguda, Shal Sakin, a bundle of Sakin, I don't know, some type of bundles. Pesula. Even just putting it over here on the animal, it's going to be possible because this is a possible para the para b'malachas oil hamur ba asher loy ola v'aliyah luchuda v'afilu asher loy moshcha uve'egla asher timoshcha asher tildu hamasa ma'at uve'egla k'siv asher loy moshcha ukeman parach kevon d'shavayda as a para loy k'siv me'agel ayelfin amay mifsal v'aliyah luchuda it's not sugya. The shar masoy sheini ol mamish because makom shemam yino the gamar par meegla the kal v'chaim b'shav oides v'yav gadol se ba miyuta even though it says word ba. Ah, so the Gemara gives an answer. The Gemara says shiny para the alfinan oil meegla it's not a kasha asher loy moshcha be oil and by egla asher loy ola oleha oil. Okay, asher loy moshcha be oil it's not a kasha. The answer is. You're right. if it was only a kal, if we only had a kal v'chomers and a chanami, you are correct. We would not know the halacha. We would only think they have to have an oil mamish. It's only the, you're right. You're 100% right. You're 100. The word ba is a niyot. Ba means we're going to limit the halacha by paraduma to specifically what it says in the parasha of paraduma. Why then are we more expansive? And do we indeed learn from Egla Rufa? It's because there is a gezerah shava, oil. It says word oil by paradum. It says word oil by Egla Rufa. That linkage of the gezerah shava overpowers the miut of the word ba. It's a very important gemara, because when you write an encyclopedia and all the rules of Talmudic drashas, there's a whole set of rules. Yahweh Yud Gimel Midoy Shatar Nidreshes. There are 13 different principles of how you can expound and learn halacha. And sometimes there are conflicts. And this Gemara in Masechta Sodah Mem Vav illustrates a conflict.
You have
no Tez Mem Vav. We start Mem Hem Beis. Remember now on this page. We are now Mem Vakoyanim. It's Yom Kippur, and it's Purim, and it's Erev Shavuos. It was just Lag BaOmer. It's mamish, and you went away to a var tonight. It's mamish. You know, you gotta hold your mind straight.
I got chikker there.
You gotta keep straight. Okay, so let's go back to our talk. I'm over here, says what? Over here, says we have a conflict.
I have see him on Wednesday.
Aryeh?
No, my friend Rabbi Dubin.
Rabbi Dubin? You go to his shiur also?
When he's making me, and he makes a see him, I'm one of his
mates. Talmidim makes a see him.
Yeah.
Rabbi Dubin, and then when is Aryeh going to make to see him?
I don't know. He didn't tell me yet.
One thing I want to tell you. We are not having a seum.
You're not having one, huh?
Not having a seum.
I'm having one here tonight, so we're not having, finish this year.
We're not having a seum. That I can tell you. You know why? Because we don't have much of a seum.
You want to know something? When you were giving the daf from the Yom Yizhu at the UJ, you used to make a seum.
That's right. We had people. We had 10 people. Mm-hmm. We learned every single word. Every word we learned, we learned every daf. We had 10 people. Mm-hmm. Now, it's just me and you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but we have a mezumah. That's you, me, and the chosid.
Chosid. Okay, getting back, we have here a conflict. The conflict over here is we have the word ba. Ba is a mute.
Let's say you would finish the Gemara and you would make a scene right now. You have here, you know, a million of people. You know,
they're
you
not interested.
You could say,
I don't need their favor. They should
come join us. I'm making a scene.
They're not interested in coming to join us. It's a tircha for them. They didn't come here. They didn't come here to go listen to me say Hajjallah, this and this. They want to go home. It's a tircha for them.
They don't want to hear bupper, bupper.
Nah, they don't want to. I don't need their favors. What, I have to go become a schnorr? It's enough to be a schnorr or whatever. I need to be a schnorr.
You should invite all your Talmidim from the morning to come to the Siyam.
They were not interested. They were not interested.
Make a Siyam in the morning.
I used to. Stop doing it.
You used to.
Stop doing it, there also. They don't need a scene. Okay, vital. So now we have a kind of, what is the conflict? The conflict says the word ba. What is ba?
You're skipping the Rabbanim Kaddish at the end of the Gemara. There's no scene.
The Rabbi's Kaddish?
Yeah.
The Rabbi is a Kaddish on me. No one's saying Kaddish on me. I don't have to worry about Kaddish. I'm not going to say Kaddish on them because they're not going to say Kaddish on me. We have over here now Gemara a conflict. Ba is a mute. A mute. Yet that mute is overridden. It's unbelievable Gemara. Avimur, you came to one of your Yisoy tonight. Ba is a mute, and yet the Gezerah Shava, oil, overrides the mute of Ba. Abba, that's the Gemara's Yisoid. If we only learned that, it would be Kedai. That's the Gemara's over here. Therefore, we have oil. Now the Gemara says, so now we're going in circles. Once we have oil, let's go backwards. If that's the case, we have oil olive. Egwanami tase ol olmi para, that we should say what, that there should be halacha that a blemish disqualifies. Once you have revealed the magic weapon, the secret, there's a gzeirah shav that overrides the ba, so let it go both ways. It should go in the reverse direction. Do you ever see a car only goes in one direction? Do you ever make a motor, you only go one direction?
No, I've seen that. I've
yeah?
Seen
only one direction?
The reverse gear breaks.
Only one direction?
Yeah.
You see such a thing? Sure. The more of you are saying is that once it can go in one direction, the gzeirah shav go backwards, and we should be able to go take a paraduma. A blemish disqualifies back to Egla Arufa, that a blemish should disqualify. Fine. The Gemara is no. Hamia Terachman Ba. Frank the Gemara, what are you talking about? Egla Namik Siv Ba. So you tell me where it says the Ba? That's why you can't go backwards, because it says Ba. But it says by Egla also the word Ba. The word says, so the word over here is saying, goes, you can't go both ways, because since, where does it say the word ba? That's the Gemara's new principle. It says the word ba by paraduma, and it does not say the word ba by egla. Therefore, that's why you can go oil forwards. In other words, paraduma is a taker. It's not a giver. You hear the word? The gzeirah shava, oil, enables Para Aduma to be a taker. Olo, it lets you take. I want to know the halacha, and Para Aduma needs to know the halacha. What about if it pulled? Let's say it did not have a sh'or avodas. It did not have a yoke. No yoke. It just had other malacha. I want to take a new halacha to me. I want to take from someone else. Oh, gzeirah shava. Reciprocate. Give. If you're a taker, give a little bit. Give over the halacha. Give over that if you have a blemish, you disqualify. This last week, what was the Pirkei Avos last week? Shelach Sheli V'Sheli Sheli. What is this? It's a Russia. As a state in the Mishnah.
It's a communist.
Communist, you're right. Communist is even. You should know communist is even. Sheli, Shelach Sheli V'Sheli Shelach. No, communist l'chor is shali shalach v'shalach shali. We share everything together. That's a communist. That's called that. What is that called? That's called midas am ha'aretz. Midas am ha'aretz. Shalach shali v'shali shalach. And then when we say shalach shali v'shali shali, there's midas. There's a Russia. Okay. So therefore, why is paraduma so selfish? Paraduma is taking because of oil. And it's not giving because of ba. That's why we have the gzeirah shava oil. It's a one-way gzeirah shava because of the pasuk of ba. And where is ba situated by paraduma? Now this is a new kasha, a new thing that we never learned until now. That is, but it says the word ba also by egla rufa. There's another ba by egla rufa. So therefore, that ba should prevent the paraduma from chapping. The same way the ba by paraduma prevents egla from taking. It's a limitation. Don't take from me. It's ba, it's mine. Don't take from me. The zel bezach, it says the word ba by egla rufa, which should teach us, don't take from me. Egla rufa says the paraduma, hands off. Why don't we say that? Okay, the Gemara says ba. Gemara says no. That ba is needed. It's, I like the word, occupied. It's occupied. It's not available. Available to prevent the gzeirah shava, to prevent the snatching of its halachas. We need the word ba to teach it when it comes to an ordinary karma. Let's say you have at home, you have any animals in your house, any oxen, sheep,
I don't have any right now.
No sheep, no goats?
No.
How come you don't have any goats in front of your house? No goats, no sheep, no oxen running around? So let's say you would. Let's say you would have a ranch in the mountains, yeah. And you would have some oxen running around, or you'd have some sheep, some goats, and they work for you. The ox goes and does the plow, the sheep mows the lawn, and the goat it cleans the house, and then one day you decide you want to give it as a carbon. I want to give my axe as a carbon to Hashem. Are you allowed to do it? But the axe, it, it's a hard worker. It pulled the plow. Maybe it should be like a paraduma. Just like a paraduma that ever did it, went to work one day and it's not going to be qualified. It's disqualified to be paraduma. The Zel Mizach.
You can bring it as a carbon.
Oh, how do you know you can bring it as a carbon? Because it says the word ba. It says the word ba by Egla Rufa. And that word ba is coming to teach you. Merdek Allah. Who knows this today? You go ask the average person on Avenue M and ask them, stop, I challenge you, Mr. Goldberg. Tomorrow, you go down to the center in the Young Israel, go to all the people there and ask them, if you have an animal that does work, has a yoke on it, and you want to bring it as a carbon, can you bring it as a carbon? They'll probably say, yes, you can bring it as a carbon. How do you know it? Ask them, how do you know it? You know how you know it? Because it says in the pasuk by Egla Arufa. Egla Arufa, it's disqualified, and it says the word ba, and bust, only Egla Arufa is disqualified if he did work, but a regular carbon is not disqualified. So the makar, the yisod of the halacha comes from Egla Arufa. So what do you learn? You need the word ba to teach you the halacha. It's not available to prevent paraduma from taking from it the halacha that by paraduma it cannot do any malacha. Don't go say that the gezer shava of ol is null and void because it says the word ba by Egla Arufa. No. The word Baba El Ruf is not available to hold back the Gzeirah Shav of Oil Ol, because the word Ba is teaching you a general halacha, and when it comes to Kurbanos, it can do malacha. Isn't it unbelievable? It came to this world to learn this halacha. The Moriah says, no. Sal Kedai Techamino Leise V'Kalchem Ezen was as far as the Moriah. Therefore, that's what we need for. Now, Taka, why would you need a pasuk? Why would you need a pasuk to teach us halacha? Because if not for the word ba, I would think. What we are saying, just filling in the gaps. If we did not have the word ba, you know what you would think? You would assume, if not for the word ba, that a person has at home animals who have engaged in labor, they would be disqualified for a carbon. Why would you say that? What's the logic of suggesting having a hava amina that an animal that engaged in labor would be disqualified to be brought as a korban? Because sal gedai dechamina leisei b'chalcha me'egla. I make a kalvacha mer. Uma egla shei mum poisel ba madachim egla rufa. Where there's no disqualification of a blemish. Right? An egla rufa that has a blemish, it's kosher to use as egla rufa. Yet, if it did malacha, it's disqualified. So a korban that goes on the mizbeach and has a blemish is disqualified. How much more so should it be disqualified if it engaged in labor? Because that's why we have the positive word ba. No. When you go on the mizbeach, it doesn't matter if you went to work.
Once you're makdish and behemi, then you can't do labor.
Oh, that'd be kind of laba. Excellent, mm-hmm. But until that point in time, then it's permitted. That's why we need the word ba. No, it's not a good kalvachomer. How can you make it a kalvachomer? You can never go and compare the case of a regular carbon to the case of Egla Arufa. Because a regular carbon, generally speaking, does not have a limitation of Zman. Even though that's a shvera statement, because most carbons do have a special Zman. But since there is a significant category of carbons,
some carbons have Zman.
Do have Zman. B'nei Shana.
What about...
Kivasa, the Musafim. The Karm Pesach within the first year. Right, exactly. You're right, it's a good kasha. I don't know the answer, but let's at least focus on the Karbanos for the moment that do not have a time limitation. So therefore, how can you compare the case of an Egla Rufa to the case of other Karbanos, the apples and oranges? Because an Egla Rufa has a limitation of Zaman, whereas other Karbanos do not have a limitation of Zaman. So therefore, there's no hava amina to make a kal v'chomer to compare one to the other. And therefore, we don't need the word ba. And if we don't need the word ba, the ba is back in business. We can use the word ba to prevent para aduma.
Is the egg of the roof or a carbon? You don't burn it on the mizbeach.
That, well, because, well, that's all part of it. I mean,
it gives you a kapara, but
it's not called a carbon. Yeah. Paraduma is similar, but paraduma is also not mamish carbon. Torah calls it a chattas.
Mamish.
Let's see. So, Malik, Otru Kodoshim mi lech the Gemara's Tanakasha. Exactly, you gave the answer, Mr. Goldberg. You are mechaving to the Gemara's Kasha. Otru Kodoshim mi lech the Pasli Mushanim. Okay, and what are you talking about? There are many korbanos that have to be within a certain image, age. Many korbanos. All of the musafim on the Yom Tov, they're accompanied by kivasim, kivasim b'nei shana tamimim.
Yeah,
they're within one in how 7, 14, 2. Do you know all the korbanos? I test you right now. What korban do you bring on Shemini Atzeres as the musaf? I want to know exactly what you bring. What korban do you bring on? Do you bring on the third day of Pesach? Do you know? You should know every korban.
You look in the musaf.
No, that's not fair. You have to know about Baal Peh.
I don't know anything.
Artificial
about
intelligence. There are korbanos that are brought early, but you're right, for the korbanos that are old, that are within Shana, you attack, you don't need the pasul, but you attack the pasul for those that are going to be Shana. Lahana kadosh the pasul Shana. So therefore, that's talk of why we could make a kal v'chomer. And because we can make a kal v'chomer, that's why we need the word ba to tell us don't make that kal v'chomer. Memele, the word ba is not available to be memayet the para aduma from chapping, from the egg roof of the halacha. It's not available to prevent para aduma from. Therefore, it's not available to prevent paraduma taking the halacha from the egla rufa of shor avodais. Next, the kadoshim, the loy pasul avodam helchan afkar. The Gemara is not finished with this. The Gemara is not yet finished. The Gemara says it's still to challenge. You notice how the Gemara is so desperate to free the word ba. Two letters. The Gemara is chalishing to release it from its captivity so it can be available to teach something else. Because we know that an animal that has a blemish, that it worked, is permissible to be used for a car for another car. Okay, this pasuk is the famous pasuk in the Parashas. Which parasha is this? In Parashas. What parasha is this? Just laid this parasha 2 weeks ago. In Parashas
Bahar.
No, I think Tazria. Is it Emor? Emor. Emor. This pasuk says all the blemishes. It says Averes, Oy Shavur, Oy Chorutz, Oy Yabeles, Oy Gorov, Oy Yalefes, Loy Sakrivu El Hashem. And Lord makes a drasha. And the drasha over there is Ella. The only thing you may not be makrif is as a blemish. But an animal that went to work, you may be makrif. That's why we need the word ba. So the Gemara's maskan is there are two types of melacha an animal can do. It can do a melechas heter and a melechas isur. And we have two drashas, Eile and Ba, to teach us that a regular carbon, an animal, you can be mak of a carbon, an animal that did melacha. Even if it did melechas isur, it can still be used for a carbon.
Kaddish, good night, thank you.
Mr. Rapper, I know you were here. Shalom Aleichem, I didn't see you here. I'm sorry, I didn't see you here. What? I didn't notice him apologize. Baruch.